SUNYWCC.edu/fall.
8:46, Mike and Casey in the morning at 100.7 WHUD. Police drummer Stuart Copeland, of course, one of the best drummers in the world, he hosts Classic Rock Week on HDNet Movies starting Monday with his film, Everybody Stares, The Police Inside and Out.
It wasn't a documentary where I set out to make us, you know, tell the police story. Something quite different, much more accidental than that. Way, way, way back when we were starving, the first bit of extra cash I had, I got a movie camera and started shooting everything that moved. You know, and at that point, we were in cheap motels, you know, with the band and the gear and a bus, working our way across America. But I kept that camera glued to my eye all the way through playing 250,000 people at the S Festival, you know, stadium rock. So I had the camera rolling that whole time. And it's different from normal documentaries, which, as you might think would have interviews and such. No, it's just stuff that I got, cool moments, which add up to a story. What's unique about it is that it's very first-person singular. It's a first-person shooter. It's subjective. I mean, it's not like the camera's here and the band passes in front of the camera. The camera is in the band. That's the back of Andy's head on the left and the back of Sting's head on the right. And those fans are shouting right down the lens at you. And when you watch this film, your name is Stuart.
Oh, that is so cool. You had the forethought to come up with the camera and just film everything from day one, huh?
Yeah, well, that didn't, you know, who isn't a tourist, you know? And so, yes, but the really lucky part was just the nature of the footage. Is that it comes right in the camera. It's right in your face. It's not objective at all. It's you know, the mob scenes. The first time we were ever mobbed, we had no security, no idea that it was going to happen. We came out of a show somewhere in England, the first show of a tour where we were the support act, and the car was 20 feet away, but there was no way we could make it to that car. It was a mob, and not just any mob. These were young female teenagers, those really young teeny bopper fans, like the sound piranhas would make if they could make a sound. A little bit scary, in fact, that high-pitched shriek, and totally unexpected. We had no security, nothing. We had to fight our way, and you can see all this in the movie, and make it to the car, and we're in the car, and you can see all their faces pressed up, banging against the car, and you can hear Andy and Sting and me going, gosh.
Did the other guys in the group ever object to you filming things?
No, we're all posers, you know, we all love the camera. Andy Summers, it turns out, is the actual star of the movie. Sting's in it just looking handsome as all get out. But he smolders, but Andy is kind of a comedian, and he hands it up, and he, you know, he's the star of the movie. I'm hardly in the movie because I'm behind the camera.
There you go. Isn't that interesting? Stuart Copeland, look for him on HDNet Movies starting Monday with his film, Everybody Stares, The Police Inside and Out. Can't wait to see it. The Police now with Mr. Copeland on the drums at 100.7 WHUD.